A new opinion poll shows that most Iraqis want American troops to withdraw within a year. It also found growing confidence in Iraq's own security forces and broad support for a strong central government, even as Shiite and Kurdish political leaders push for greater regional autonomy. The poll was conducted by the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland and was conducted in Iraq earlier this month. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from Baghdad to assess some of the survey's findings. And Anne, the poll says all of Iraq's main ethnic and sectarian groups, Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds, now favor a withdrawal of American forces within a year. Does that fit with what you're hearing from the Iraqis that you speak with?
I found that pretty surprising, frankly. I mean, the Kurds actually said within 2 years. But generally speaking, it's true. Iraqis do not like the presence of American troops. And because of the lack of progress here, be it the, you know, progress on infrastructure or security over the past 3+ years, many Iraqis believe the U.S. wants to keep Iraq crippled. How, they ask, can the world superpower have done so badly if it were not by intent? But having said that, they want assurances that the U.S. will indeed leave one day. But what I hear from them is that the U.S. needs to stay for now. Generally speaking, people here are downright scared and are scared at what will happen when the U.S. leaves.
You say they're downright scared. What about that suggestion that Iraqis are growing more confident in their own security forces?
They want to believe in their own security forces. They don't want to be dependent on the U.S., and that, I think, colors their response. In reality, I would say Iraqis generally do have greater confidence in the army. It's not great. Only a quarter, for instance, of the Iraqi forces ordered to come to Baghdad to help the U.S. in the current operations to stop sectarian violence, only a quarter of those troops turned up. And there is still great suspicion of the largely Shiite national police. They're corrupt. They've been infiltrated by militias, and many Shiites don't like these militias. And if not directly involved with death squads, the national police and the local police, who are pretty powerless, simply turn a blind eye to them. So I think it's a very mixed picture.
There's been a contentious debate in Iraq's parliament over demands to decentralize the Iraqi government to give strong autonomy to the Shiites in the south and the Kurds in the north. I imagine there's also contentious debate among the public. What are you hearing?
Well, the polls suggest ultimately that Iraqis do want a united country, and I thought that was actually one of the most interesting findings. And it certainly supports what we're seeing in the parliament and among the parties and on the streets. There is one Shiite party in particular, one of the governing Shiite parties. It's pushing hard for a Shiite autonomous region in the south, which would control oil resources there. But by no means all Shiite parties agree with this, at least for now. Sunnis certainly don't want this big Shiite autonomous region in the south. They feel they're going to be locked out in the center with no resources, no oil. The Kurds want federalism because they're already semi-autonomous. But the Kurds, too, know that they need to have a united Iraq for now because, as they put it, they've got pretty ugly neighbors, Syria, Turkey, Iran, who don't want an independent Kurdistan. And I think that was actually a pretty interesting response from Iraqis, that down the road they think there will still be a united country.
And given that this poll was conducted in a war-torn country, how reliable are the results?
Well, it's very difficult to go around this country under the best of circumstances. Many of the interviewers for polls in the past have been killed. I think, you know, there are definite restrictions in terms of where you can go, and there are restrictions in terms of the way Iraqis will answer. I don't know exactly the details of how this poll was conducted, but I know this society.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.